The Rio Del City Council held its regular meeting on Tuesday, December 3rd, with a lengthy agenda and the official lighting of the trees on Wildwood Avenue near City Hall. The council accepted the letter of resignation from Finance Director Stephanie Bouchain, who is leaving to become the Finance Director for the City of Millbrae down in the Bay Area. City Manager Jim Stretch is also planning for his retirement in May of 2014. The council voted to hire a consultant for the recruitment of a new city manager, which is estimated to cost approximately $18,000, plus expenses not to exceed $7,000. The city is applying for a Proposition 84 grant to begin to address the long-standing drainage problems at the former Eel River Sawmill site that the city annexed originally for the anticipated wastewater treatment plant. Currently, stormwater floods the industrial area that is a known contaminated brownfield site, which then makes its way to the Eel River. The plan involves restoring a historic creek channel that would divert water to the Eel River before it reaches the contaminated area. The proposed budget for the project is $1.3 million with a 10% match from the city of $130,000. The Wildwood Avenue Streetscape Improvement Project is almost complete, and it is hoped that the town clock will be functional soon. PG&E has installed the power, but the contractor still needs to set the clock, and it is unknown when this will get done. The city still needs to decide what guidelines it wants to put into place for the artwork that will be placed on the two art pedestals that were installed at the request of the Eagle Prairie Arts District Group. The city decided not to upgrade the sound system in the council chambers at this time, despite numerous requests of attendees over many years now. Craig Pedley, Vice President of Sound Advice in Eureka, evaluated the chamber and recommended improvements to the audio system, such as using the correct microphones, moving the speakers to lessen feedback, and the installation of acoustical tiles to improve the sound quality. The recommended improvements were estimated to cost $6,295, which includes labor. Attempts have been made in the past to improve the sound system, although these have never included a professional evaluation and recommendations. Access Humboldt tried to stream a council meeting recently and were entirely unable to utilize the audio feed from the current system. They instead had to dub the sound recorded independently by the RioDelTimes.com, which uses a system of three separate recorders due to the poor sound quality in the chamber. Despite the professional evaluation and recommendation, the council chose to not improve the system other than adding inexpensive wind filters in front of the microphones, based on the advice of an attendee who is a self-proclaimed audio expert and a promise to speak into the microphone by the council members, which they have been repeatedly asked to do for many years now. The council approved contracting with Phoenix Information Services for processing and collecting parking tickets, including placing a hold on car registrations due to unpaid tickets. The Rio Del Police Department will need to issue an average of 7 parking tickets each month in order to cover the additional costs. The police department will begin to ticket parking violations that have never been enforced before, in addition to new rules passed initially this evening. The common practice of parking in the median of Wildwood Avenue when going into one of the local businesses will be ticketed, except for the loading and unloading of supply trucks. Parking the wrong direction in front of a home or business will also be ticketed. Additionally, RVs, boats, and trailers will not be allowed to park on any city street for longer than 72 hours and only 24 hours within the town center. The contract will include $1,892 in electronic ticketing equipment, summarized by Police Chief Graham Hill.
Purchasing their ticket rating machine that prints the ticket out.
Right.
It actually takes a photograph of the violation. They have a 95% collection rate for contested tickets.
So it's taking a picture of the scene?
Yeah, so it's taking a picture of the violation in most cases.
Hill stated that information will be coming out to residents to let them know about the change in practice and remind residents of the rules that have not been enforced in the past, as was pointed out during public comments.
I think a lot of people in town, just we violate the law so much in parking, that the chief should get, but some people that say, what is violating the law? Like you said, your street. Well, you know, you don't own in front of your house. If you park the wrong way, you can see downtown what they've done doing. They're parking in front for the delivery trucks, and that's in between double lines, right? I'm supposed to park there because it's double lines, and it's allowed. because of the way we are in Riverdale. We're doing things so often.
That's a good point.
And take a chance, and we just park there and say, well, I've been doing it for 30 years. Why are you doing it now? Well, we park on the wrong side of the road. Park here.
I'm going to have to look it up, but I don't believe that is a violation if it's for loading and unloading.
The next City Council meeting will be Tuesday, December 17th at 6:30 p.m. This has been Sharon Wolf for the RioDelTimes.com reporting for KMUD Radio.